Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
The UK government has announced it's going to close the door to low-skilled workers at the end of this year as part of its efforts to cut overall immigration. Under new post-Brexit rules, migrants must have specific skills, will have to earn above €30,000 and need to speak English to qualify for a work visa, as Home Secretary Priti Patel has been explaining.
We are no longer going to have a route for low-skilled workers to come to the UK. This will now be a single global system based upon the talents and the skills that you can bring to the United Kingdom. But importantly, this is a new system that will be in the control of the British government.
So what will all of this mean for businesses in Northern Ireland? Well, Stephen Kelly of Manufacturing Northern Ireland is on the line. You represent manufacturing companies in the north, Stephen. Which types of manufacturers there are most reliant, I suppose, on low-skilled workers?
Well, good evening. The primary problem is for our firms in the food industry, food processors and the like. Those people rely pretty heavily upon those people that have come to Northern Ireland to create a new life and a new home for themselves and are making a contribution to the north. And it's those firms that are going to be most acutely impacted by this decision today. Mm.
And these new changes come at a time, and I think you've made this point, when the supply anyway of low-skilled labour in Northern Ireland is reducing.
Well, absolutely. What we have at the moment is what they call the economically inactive. So those people that aren't in the workforce are not able to work or are able to work. We actually only have a number of 59,000 people available out of all of those people who aren't currently in work that are wishing to be in employment. If you just take chefs in the hospitality industry alone, in the next 10 years, there's 30,000 chefs required in Northern Ireland. So soon you find that those 59,000 people quite quickly disappear, even if you were able to train them and get them into employment.
But I think Priti Patel suggests that inactive British people can take the place of those who will no longer be able to come.
Well, that's that 59,000 number in terms of Northern Ireland. There quite simply isn't enough. We've already seen huge skill shortages, not just skill, but labour shortages in particular parts of Northern Ireland. Look at full employment in a number of areas. And those people that are on the economically inactive list, only 59,000 of those are actually saying that they are willing and able to work. So we have a massive problem just now that, and I think this needs to be taken into the Brexit context as well.
Yeah.
The last government were a bit like that scene from Wallace and Gromit, where Gromit's in the front of the train frantically laying down tracks to avoid disaster. This current government's quite the opposite. They're quickly picking up the tracks and firing more fuel onto the fire. They're intent on creating a brand new environment for business, which is totally against what the business community itself wishes. And the latest version of that is this new migration policy.
OK, we'll talk a bit more about that brand new environment that you believe they're creating. But let's hear Priti Patel again explaining on Sky News today how employers will fill those low-skilled job vacancies after the new rules are in place.
We have over 8 million people, that's 20% of the workforce, aged between 16 and 64, that are economically inactive right now.
There you are. That's that whole term of economically inactive. And I think you've explained that in the context of Northern Ireland there. But this brand new environment that they are creating, this is a brand new environment, is it, where manufacturing is low on their priority list and they're moving in other and newer directions?
Absolutely. The Prime Minister 2 weeks ago made it clear what he believed the UK's economic model will be, particularly in terms of its relationship with the EU. That was reinforced this week by the UK's Sherpa, or Chief Negotiator, David Frost, in a speech that he made in Brussels. The UK, in many respects, is willing to concede its manufacturing and indeed food production industries in order to have as much freedom as it can to get ahead of the curve, perhaps, certainly against the EU, on new technologies, whether that be battery technology, whether that be artificial intelligence or other things. Now, the challenge for the Prime Minister is he's actually only in power because newly electing Tory constituencies in the north of England and in the Midlands have given them his trust this time. However, the Prime Minister probably feels that he's got 10 years, which he can do whatever he wants. And the hope and expectation is that if they set fire to the UK traditional UK economy, then hopefully they'll be able to rectify and create a new future themselves in a brand new economy.
How are these limits as well, Stephen, going to affect those who perhaps, and we see this a lot between North and South, who live in the Republic and commute to jobs north of the border?
Well, the good news at least is that the what's called the common travel area, which is going right back to the formation of the state, actually, will continue. So Irish citizens will have the right to work in Northern Ireland and indeed the rest of the UK if they choose to.
Irish citizens.
The problem comes when you perhaps have a Latvian husband or wife of an Irish citizen living in Donegal and currently working in Derry or wishing in the future to work in Derry. They don't have the rights that the Donegal citizen actually has themselves. So this is going to create problems, not just in terms of the availability of labour, but actually create some conflict in the workplace where employers have been asked to identify the rights or otherwise of people applying for their jobs.
Stephen, for now, thank you very much. Stephen Kelly of Manufacturing in Northern Ireland.